This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking more about it, Steve Novak, Bucks TV analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Steve, how you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. What is your confidence level the Bucks got to win tonight?
It's high. You know, I mean, it obviously should be just based on the way they played. And I think just what you just said, game three was really supposed to be, I think, the game for Detroit to have the series shift to Detroit and have their crowd behind them and have Blake Griffin playing for the first time in the series. And, you know, really game three did not look any different than games one and two, where Milwaukee showed they were the better team. And I think just are doing – the Bucks are just doing too much right now for Detroit to kind of figure out how to beat this team. So I expect at this point, history has shown obviously that, you know, teams that are down 0-3 have never come back to win in the playoffs. And so I don't expect, after watching these first three games, that tonight would be much different. Could they find some energy somewhere and get something going? Sure. But I think we know the result of this series very shortly.
Bucks bench outscoring Detroit's bench 42-27 in the last ballgame. And I've said there are some teams that may be able to go toe-to-toe with the Bucks starting five in matchups, but the Bucks bench has been pretty much the difference all season long. This is just such a deep bench. You get, you know, every night, again, Ilyasova gives you 15 the other night. Mirotić comes out and gives you 12. He appears to be shooting the ball better. George Hill. So it wasn't Connaughton this time. It was George Hill and company that give you. Every night it's somebody different, and it's hard to beat a team when they have that much depth, isn't it?
It is hard to beat a team that, you know, like you're saying, can go to their eighth, ninth, tenth guy and get contributions. But I think that the thing that's really made this bench go this year in big part has been also how good the starters have been. The fact that the starters have been able to outplay the five other starters on the other team. And in this series, it's been no different. Going into game three, I think the starters for the Bucks were averaging 85 points a game as a group of starters, and the Pistons were averaging 52. So, you know, the Bucks starters were scoring 33 more points than the Detroit starters were, and so that means that the bench for the Bucks are going to be able to, you know, play more minutes, and Pat Connaughton can get a game where he is the leading minute guy in game one. And game two, Pat scores 18 points and has 9 rebounds. So to the bench's credit, to guys like Pat, guys like Sterling Brown, they've come in, they've played those minutes, they've got their confidence up, they've earned the confidence of their teammates by being able to play. But there's no question that Giannis and Chris and Bledsoe and Brooke, those guys they've put the beat down on a lot of teams and allowed for these bench guys to be better because they're playing more minutes and getting good opportunity throughout the whole year.
Now, I know we're going to find out more tomorrow night, but let's just say you get Brogdon back, and I'm not going to even think that he's going to start, you know, playing many minutes, but just the fact that you get him back and you have another guy to go to for a short period of time, what does that do to this team? What does that do to depth? What does that do for maybe a little bit of morale going, okay, we're coming back to full strength here now?
Yeah, he's been such a big piece, you know, for this group, and, you know, especially more than anything, I think, the way that Malcolm performs late in games, and specifically game-winning shots and last-minute shots, you know, I think we know that the entire playoffs are not going to look like Bucks-Pistons, where the Bucks have really, you know, won these games by an average of 24 points, which is kind of ridiculous. But the playoffs are going to be tight games. There are going to be possessions that swing the momentum that are everything, because we watched the Bucks play Boston last year, and we know, right? The Bucks won all their home games. Boston won all their home games, and it's like a shot here or there and a game that you win here or there is going to be the difference in these playoffs. And Malcolm Brogdon has been clutch. You know, he runs the team, he gets guys the ball in the right spot, he knows, he's just a heady high IQ player. And you know, I think just going to the next series, what it looks like, what appears to be against, obviously, Boston, you know, he'll be huge to be back. So if he can get in just a little bit of rhythm before it's really full go time, I mean, that'd be fantastic.
So give me the lowdown, your thoughts on Boston. Boston puts away Indiana. And again, look, some people say, well, you know, the Bucks would have beaten Indiana by more. That's fine. But the bottom line is Boston swept them. Boston's now sitting there with as much rest as you, waiting for you right now. So one, it's imperative to me anyway that the Bucks get this win and get this thing over with and get ready for Boston. But two, I still think I give all the respect to Boston. Boston, for a long time this season, seemed a little bit dysfunctional. They were supposed to be what the Bucks are, and now they're putting it together. And we all know you got to be healthy, you got to be hot, you got to be good, and you got to be lucky. And they're putting it all together at the right time.
I think that's exactly right. You know, I think that, you know, Bucks win 60 games this year, Boston wins 49. I don't think that that really matters. I think that when the playoffs come, how you're playing, if you're healthy, like you just said, kind of the state of your team at that time is what it's all about. Because this seven-game series, you know, if you were the eighth-seeded team and you're playing great and you're the one-seeded team is playing terrible and they have injuries and all this other bad stuff going on, well, maybe the eighth seed is the better team. I do think that the Milwaukee Bucks have proven throughout this entire season they are the better team than the Boston Celtics, but it will look nothing like the Bucks-Detroit series. The Boston Celtics are a very good playoff team. I think we watched that series last year. But that being said, I think that, you know, the Bucks are so much better of a team than they were last year. You have to consider that, along with the fact that guys like Chris Middleton averaged 25 points a game last year against the Celtics in those seven games where he played 40 minutes and put up awesome numbers. So, you know, he matches up well with them for whatever reason, plays well in Boston. He had averaged 28 points a game and shot 60% from three against Boston last year. So, you know, I like that, knowing that Chris Middleton plays great against them and the Bucks, they are for sure a better team than they were last year. And I think Boston looks to me similar to who they were last year.
So when it comes down to Boston in the matchup, which we all know is going to happen, is the bugaboo just trying to get last year and that team out of your head and get that win, or is it to try to get that bugaboo out of your head by getting a win on the road?
Yeah, I do think that this Milwaukee Bucks team is going to win road playoff games. Yes, you're right. Last year it was the, boy, we have got to have home court this year because, look, they won all their home games. They're great at home, but they lost all their road games. I think there wasn't a better road team in the league than the Milwaukee Bucks this year. I think they proved that to beat the Bucks four times is going to be a really tall task. And the Bucks have gone into other places and proven they can play in tough environments. They can play a consistent game no matter if the calls are going one way or the shots aren't going one way. They can still find ways to win games. So, you know, I think winning on the road will be a big accomplishment, something for the fans to go, okay, good, they're doing that. But really, I think this Bucks team internally, they know that they can win on the road. They've done it all year.
So the way they've used the lineup, and I know there's some talk about, you know, with Giannis and knees and the rest and this and that, and I'd said tonight, you hammer down. There is no talk of resting anybody. I think at this point that's crazy. This is the postseason. You're not talking about a regular season game getting them ready for the postseason. This is postseason. You're not resting anybody. You want to put the last nail in the coffin, get this thing over with, and move on, correct?
You do. Yeah, no, you're not resting anybody. I mean, you rest guys, get guys ready for the playoffs. This is the playoffs. You don't mess with, like you said, if someone's hurt, if they need the rest because they're going to compromise, obviously, their health long-term, or you know, you're going to cost your team the series or something like that, fine. You got to rest if someone's banged up. That's not the case. You finish this. And look, yeah, Boston swept Indiana, great. Does Milwaukee want to sweep Detroit? Yeah, but not because Boston did it to Indy. Because the Bucks are building towards winning a championship. They got to continue to smack teams, to take care of business, to grow each game like they've talked about all year. Use each game to get better, to learn, to hold each other accountable, and you know, I don't think that tonight will be any different. They're building towards something bigger than this game four. They're building towards next round and beyond, and want to keep that playoff momentum.
Always good, my friend. Tomorrow night should be a good one down at Rare Steakhouse, Milwaukee, down there on Michigan. Hopefully, we get a lot of people down there. But tomorrow night's gonna be interesting because we'll find out more about Malcolm Brogdon.
Absolutely, yeah. Looking forward to talking to him tomorrow at Rare.
That'll should be good. Should be a good one. Steve, have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it, pal, okay?
We'll see you there.
All right, buddy. There you go. Steve Novak from Fox Sports Wisconsin, Bucks analyst, going to be joining us tomorrow night down there at Rare Steakhouse Milwaukee as we have the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. It is from 6 to 7 on many of these same stations tomorrow night. It will be packed. The bar in that area is not that big. So if you're going to go to the show and you want a seat, you better get there early. Get there early. And I mean, 5 o'clock-ish, maybe earlier. And come on down and enjoy it, because we're going to have a good time tomorrow night talking with Malcolm Brogdon as this team prepares for the second round of the playoffs. And hopefully we're talking about a sweep. And then we're going to get the lowdown on Malcolm Brogdon and the health. And then cross your fingers that he comes back and can give you, not a lot, but just some quality minutes and start to get his shooting back. And we're going to find out more about his workouts and how he's been doing as well and how much he's been able to shoot since this whole injury began a while back. So hang in there for that tomorrow night, but we'll see you down there at the Rare Steakhouse Milwaukee tomorrow night, 6 to 7 for the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Steve joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.